Hey, Jack, where you been?
Oh, I have been to the Kingston in Richmond, but I want to start with a little story. I walked in there at 5 p.m. on Sunday after the grand final, and the first person I bumped into was Russ.
Yeah. Yes, we happened to be in the same location. We didn't know that, did we, Jack?
We did not know. You'd had a nice long lunch there and I was having an early dinner. The Kingston is 168 years old and it's had the most magnificent renovation. Beautiful old school front bar with the fire, lovely comfy booths and couches to sit in and while away the day. And at the back is an amazing restaurant called Marble and Pearl. And it got me thinking when I looked at the menu. There were so many retro classics on that menu. Why do different dishes go out of fashion?
Yeah, who knows why they go out of fashion? Because there's some crackers there.
There was a hotel chain in the United States years ago that revamped its menu, and it didn't go as well as they planned, and they surveyed their customers and found that they wanted entree of a seafood cocktail and a main meal of steak.
Exactly, and that's pretty much what I had, to be honest. We started with a prawn cocktail. Amazing, in a tall glass, like a martini glass, you know, that cocktail glass, the traditional one with the prawns hanging over the side, plenty of beautiful, fresh, shaved cos lettuce, the seafood sauce, amazing.
Yep, fantastic. Mac and cheese, did you have the mac and cheese?
I did. I'm going to get to the mac and cheese later. I had a bone marrow as well. And what I loved about this was it came with beautiful char-grilled bread, and then you sort of like a pate, you use the bone marrow there, and then little pickled onions that you put on the top. Another retro classic, a pickled onion.
Yes, I know.
It was great.
The menu looks absolutely magnificent. But if you're wanting suggestions for retro, how would you feel if you came over to our place and we served you apricot chicken?
I would feel very, very good about that. I grew up having apricot chicken. It's like, why do these things all of a sudden not become cool? And then I couldn't go past, which was the highlight of the night, was the beef Wellington.
Man.
I feel it, mushroom duxelle, prosciutto, wrapped in puff pastry. Why is meat always better when it's wrapped in puff pastry?
Good point.
And you ask the question, why on earth would beef Wellington ever go out of fashion? It is absolutely delicious, along with something like salmon mornay.
Exactly. And this beef Wellington, so the eye fillet, medium rare, we actually shared it, $68, and it was more than enough for two people.
Ed is on the line. Ed, what has gone out of fashion that ought not to have gone out of fashion?
Definitely. We used to have two dishes, one when we stayed at home, one when we went out to an upmarket restaurant. One at home was the ham steak and pineapple.
Yes.
And then when we went out, we were fortunate enough to grace our plate with a gammon steak and pineapple.
Good on you, Ed. That means if I was you, I would have eaten out 7 days a week. My idea of hell is you get to hell and it looks like paradise. And you go, I'm in hell. This place looks beautiful. It's absolutely fantastic. So why is it? And they said every meal is ham, steak, and pineapple. Now I get it. What else do you have, Jack?
Okay, so instead of dessert, I skipped dessert and I went straight to the mac and cheese. And the reason I did this was because it's mac and cheese and you can like pimp it up. Oh. So we had truffle and lobster in the mac and cheese as a side with the beef Wellington.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much better than that. Ian on line 9. Ian, good morning.
Yeah, morning, boys, and Jackie.
Thank you.
Do you realise that pub used to be owned by a former 3AW contributor?
Tell me more.
Called?
Chris DeFrago, that used to contribute to the late Keith McGowan show.
That's right, Chris DeFrago, who was he was a motoring writer, I reckon, for The Age, Chris DeFrago. And he was indeed on with the great Keith McGowan.
That is exactly right, because I just bumped into Ando in the car park, and not only is it still owned by Chris DeFrago, but Ando's son actually works at the Kingston.
Oh, there you go. I'm the only member of 3AW on there this week. Stay with us, Jack. It's 24 after 8. Sadly, Christopher Fraga left us in 2017, but we can say that his spirit lives on at the, what's an iconic hotel, I reckon, the Kingston in Hyatt Street, Richmond. Leave us with your favourite retro dish, Jack.
Well, the surf and turf, to be honest. The steak with a lobster tail, grilled prawns, or Alaskan king crab on top. Can't beat it. Your face, Ross.
Look at Ross. How good's the surf and turf,
surf
Ross?
Surf and turf.
Really?
Surf and turf. There's a beautiful line in that movie with Robert De Niro in it where he gets booted off the plane. He's trying to bring a prisoner back. And he says, I was looking forward to a bit of surf and turf action. Surf and turf. And it became terribly unfashionable, and I don't know why. Doesn't get any better. Jack, we'll catch you next week.
You will. Thank you.
Jack.